Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Indiana baseball made a loud statement with the bats on Tuesday night, earning their first win of the season and on their new turf at Bart Kauffman Field. Hogan Denny started his first game at catcher and launched two-run homers over the Hoosier bullpen beyond left field. Freshman Landon Fry got his first and second career hits and drove in two runs. The Hoosiers used six pitchers, with lefty Connor Lynn getting the win in the run rule. After the game, the media met with Fry, Denny, and head coach Jeff Mercer.
Hogan, you had a lot of good contact over the weekend, but how did it feel to finally connect on something and get it over the fence today?
No, it felt good. I got a couple hits this weekend. Obviously, you don't want to try to hit home runs. It always feels good to get that first homer out of the way, so definitely felt really good today.
How'd catching feel?
Awesome. Like I said, we talked earlier, TJ Skyler is a great catcher. Learned a lot from him. Ben Sagram has taught me a lot too, so just be able to get behind the plate today and behind in the game action was really fun.
Oh, was it tough to catch a bunch of different guys in these three games? Do you get six bullpen guys in there?
I mean, sometimes it can be tough, but we've worked a lot over the winter and then early spring to just be comfortable with every single arm we got. So once you get in the game, we're used to it.
Is there a little bit of a different game day preparation when you're catching as opposed to in right field?
A little bit, yeah. I'm not really – I get to sit around before the game a little bit, get my legs under me, not wear myself out. Preparation, defensive work, just be able to get in the cages and get some defensive work catching going. So, yeah, there's definitely a little difference going on.
Anything for Landon?
Landon, what did – this afternoon feel like?
I felt awesome to get my first college hit underneath my belt. Worked a lot this week of driving the ball through the middle, having good direction, and it paid off.
When you came in and played second base, is that where you're most comfortable, or really anywhere in the infield?
Really anywhere in the infield, second base, third base.
Obviously a big weekend for you coming up with Jacksonville. Just how does preparation for playing three teams in 3 days, how does that look different versus playing in a normal series where you're playing against the same team every single day?
Yeah, we're going to have a good day at practice tomorrow and prepare for those teams, but it's really just one day at a time. We'll start with LSU and then go on from there, but really just one day at a time. First game is important to us.
Start to just talk a little bit about Hogan Denny. We've seen improvements from him in multiple aspects of the game. His defense in right field and the throws were amazing this weekend. And then, obviously, the bat today and catching. Can you kind of just talk about how he's been developing?
Yeah, Hogan has always been, we talk about a gamer. He just did so many things, but he was a multi-sport athlete, was a great football player, played multiple positions in football, played basketball through high school. I'm not sure if he played his senior year, but played a lot of basketball. And then played all over the diamond, in baseball. I watched him play shortstop and caught a little bit and had kind of been everywhere. Our outfield defense has been really incredible. Decker and him, but to your point, he made some catches this weekend at North Carolina that were tremendous. He has worked really hard with Denton in catching. And I wanted to try to work him into it slowly in the right settings, but we felt like he was ready for a start. He's just a really smart, competitive kid who's available to learn and really has improved a ton. But it goes back to him being so versatile as a young player. And so you have to credit his dad, Tim. He coached him all the different sports and put him in all kinds of different things. And so that mentality of, I'll figure it out. He's got that attitude of, you can put me anywhere and I'll figure it out. You can put me at second base and I'll figure it out. I mean, he was a great pitcher. I think he was one of the best pitchers in the state his senior year, almost pitched his team to a state championship. So there's that demeanor and attitude and confidence in the fight that he'll figure it out. He's been able this year to really go back in and fine-tune some of the nuance of the position of catching. He's very smart, and he's got great feel for it. So the ability to communicate with the pitcher and call games, work with Matt, I've always felt confident about it. He's really improved his throwing. He's changed his slot over to back more over top to really be a good throw. He has a very strong arm. So, yeah, you can't say enough good things about his overall development. Catching specifically, he's been a ton. Offensively, had a good weekend this past weekend, walked a ton, had some balls hard. He's done a really good job of learning how to stay behind his front side and elevate balls, obviously like tonight, elevate balls to his pull side, which wasn't necessarily his strength. It's a rotation into a front side. He kind of learned how to do that. do that. So he's worked really hard to learn how to do that and block that. And he's one of the best players in the conference, if not, you know, in the country. He's a great player. He's tough. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. He's just a very special person, very special kid.
Coach, now that you guys have a win under your belt, and now you guys head back down to Florida, how does this win create momentum, especially with the amount of plays you guys made hitting and fielding wise?
Yeah, I mean, you talk to the team after today and going into the season. You know, we want to be a team that's hardened for conference play. We want to go play in big environments, true road series if we can, in front of a ton of people. And that's the only way you learn how to be a great team. You can't shield them. You can't hide from it. You have to go into it. And I felt like in the beginning of that game, we a little bit outside of Hogan, it's a little bit of like, hey, let's not lose the game. Right? Let's play not to lose. You could feel the tension. We didn't make some plays defensively, just not like us. And then I thought when Gates walked up and scalded that first pitch of the inning and set the tone, like, we're not doing this, you could really see the difference in the game shift. And for, you know, I looked out there, the whole team was freshmen and sophomores. And so there's got to be that attitude. Somebody has to play us the rest of this week. Just in terms of an attitude of they're playing against us in that fierce competitive nature. And I think you only find that in really difficult environments. And so that was, you know, we played like 25 innings this weekend. I think 21 of the 25 innings were either tied, we were in the lead, or down the run. We were in the game 21 of the 25 innings. That's a great job. It's a top five team in the country. That team was going to host a regional, super regional. You don't spend a single day outside and go do that. And I know we lost the games and whatnot, but going and doing that hardens you and shapes you. And I thought the going and playing in that environment and then responding in the second half of that game, I think that's what you're looking for from the group. That's why you go play that schedule. That's why you go do things. That's why we play great teams this weekend. And so we become that because we're capable of doing that. And so as you go into this weekend, it's not we're not playing. We're not playing Bradley. You're not playing North Carolina or LSU, anybody else. You're playing the game. You're playing to execute what you've been taught. You're playing the fundamental of it, and you have to do that with an attitude and great confidence. And I thought you saw that throughout the course of the day. We're a good team. We played well the last half of that game, and so we have to carry that forward. Not because you're playing other good teams now. It's just that's the standard. That's the expectation. And so we've gotten a lot better in a week, and we just have to keep stacking up good days that way.
Coach, on Hogan, how important and impactful is it in the long run to be able to get that type of offensive production out of the catcher spot?
Well, that's a big deal. And TJ, you know, I know I didn't have hits this weekend, but TJ's been a dutiful offensive player. And, you know, there were times last year when TJ was tremendous offensively. So to have two legitimate, you know, plus defenders that can catch and throw, you can spell each other, you can get guys in and out, play matchups, is a really big deal. And Ricketts has really developed as a catcher as well. Offensively, he's a good player, but he's gotten a lot better defensively. So the ability to have that kind of offense from your catcher is a big deal, but also to have the depth and the versatility of that group. And that's what you want. You want to have catchers that can do other things. So they bring more than one piece to the table, and we've tried to do that in recruiting, going back to, you know, Brock Tibbetts and some of those other guys that we've had that had some versatility from that position. So, yeah. Whatever it is that you bring, you know, TJ's a diverse game, right? He's going to be able to handle the bat a little bit and bunt and manage and drive runs. Just be really good at that. Hogan is obviously very gifted and talented offensively, so his game is more wide-ranging. But whatever it is that you do, just do your job really well. It's a big deal when you can have that from your catcher. And then the ability to keep him in the game and keep him fresh, go up the off-road, make good plays, bring TJ in. I feel confident that Ricketts is going to catch as well. So. You know, you've got a couple guys there that are really good.
Coach, you had three home runs today, over the fence, that is.
Yes.
After having none this weekend, you think the identity of the offense is a little different this year than in years prior, where you're not really relying on the home run ball as much?
Yeah, that's how it was built. It was built to be what we did there. Now, I know we hit the home runs early, but we're built to try to be more aligned with what we were. You have multiple, all the guys lined up. They're going to be on base guys. They're going to walk, hit by pitch. We have to get better at bunting. We have to be able to bunt. We're going to bunt. I'm going to call bunt until we can bunt. We're athletic. We're faster across the board. We should be good defensively across the board. It's intentional that way from that group. And so we need to do that. Now, are we strong enough? Are we talented enough to hit some balls out of the ballpark? Yes. Decker is strong enough to do it. Gates is. Your Carrera. Obviously, Jake. Will Moore's got a little bit to him. you're going to be able to rickets. You're going to have some guys that can do it. But we wanted to get away from a little bit of being so reliant. You go play in a big ballpark. You go play this last week and the wind's blowing in a little bit. You're going to have to do something else. You go to Omaha, right? You go play the Big Ten tournament. You're going to have to win there. And so we wanted to be more diverse. But, yes, instant offense is nice, but not always relying on it. It was a main focal point for us. And we've done a pretty good job so far of figuring ways to get on base that don't revolve around the home run. If we want to hit 3 or 4 homers a game, that would be okay too. Just can't be the only way to score.
Coach, I know that these midweek games can have a little bit of a different feel versus like normal weekend series, but I was going to ask, what were some of the goals that you set for your team tonight, and how do you feel like they matched up to those or responded to those?
I just wanted to execute. I wanted to be fundamental. I wanted to play the brand and style of baseball that we're built to play. Relentless offensively, fast, athletic, play great defense. And then I wanted to get some different guys in on the mound. We have a little bit more depth this year on the mound, so we're able to have some protection in there. It was good to get Regan back in there, Connor and Haas, and some of those guys had the Vogel down there, had Sarhat back up again. So the ability to develop some of your younger guys is also predicated on, do you have guys behind them that you feel confident in? So we wanted to get those young guys in the game. We did that. Calen English was obviously sensational tonight. I thought Ivan was in an accident last week, and so he was out for a couple of days, so he kind of ran into hit a wall there a little bit physically. But getting him out there and doing some of those things, Ian White has really good stuff wanting to do that. So offensively, I wanted us to go play fast and relentless and really aggressive, and then defensively take care of the ball and get some of those guys in. We didn't play good defense early, clearly. A little bit of like tentativeness and don't mess it up. And then you score the runs and you can see the kind of the switch flip. We went and got balls. Fry made some really good plays second base, turned double plays, make some good plays, and we played much better. So the first part of the game, no, not necessarily outside of Hogan and Will, but the last half I thought was, in my mind, what I envisioned us being.
The homestand was brief as the next 8 games are away from Bloomington. The Hoosiers travel to Jacksonville, Florida for the Live Like Lou Jacksonville Baseball Classic. Indiana will face off against No. 2 ranked reigning national champion LSU at 2 p.m. Friday. See you at the BART.